Well, Paul, many congratulations. It's quickly how football can turn around. It was 8 without a win, and now it's 5 undefeated.
Well, that's a trick first question, isn't it? I must be good again. It's football today, and I think one of the things that everyone will notice tonight, and what happens when two teams try and win a football game, doesn't have to make it a lot easier. You know, we struggle when teams get behind the ball and they have a lot of men, and you know, it's us on the break. We struggle with it. We have struggled. We openly admit it. Tonight we played against a very, very good Rochdale team that come to win the game, and that was the pleasing thing for us. We knew that. We know how Keith likes to play football, similar to ourselves, and you know, the pleasing thing, we played really well tonight, and that's pleasing for everyone because it just reiterates to our supporters and to everyone that we are a good side.
We're just under 3,000 here, and they'd be delighted to see that the tempo and the passing and the possession was excellent for both sides.
You've got to remember, if teams don't come out, there's nowhere to go, and this is a problem we're having. You know, that when we set up, it's in the thought that teams are going to try and win the game, and teams set up negatively to win, which is fine, that's football. You've got to counter that. You know, we've struggled with it. You know, there's no getting away from the fact, but tonight it helps that we can counter-attack, we can break, we can use our wide areas and our flair players as such to affect the game. And I thought our flair players tonight were excellent. Everyone, we didn't have a bad performer tonight.
It's hard to pick out, a player really from that. But yeah, I'm going to anyway, because Gary Roberts and Ollie Banks, is their performances individually.
I just think we expected it. It doesn't half help, see, because what happens when everyone gets behind the ball, there's no space for these lads to play in, and supporters can get frustrated, and the famous questions of what's gone wrong and what's gone right. Tonight was an open, attractive football match with two teams trying to win a game. And it doesn't half help us that when that happens, because we're very good then. Unfortunately, we've got to respect the fact that a lot of games are going to be tough and long and hard, and we've got to make sure we come up with a formula to win.
And obviously, just going forward as well, you've got to try and sort of get that momentum going for Saturday as well, haven't you?
Just want to win. It was a big week for us as a club, with two good cup competitions and a big league game on Saturday. We've reiterated to the players at the start of the week what 3 wins would do. I said it at the press conference last Friday. 3 wins for this club would not see a lift in fortunes, and you know, we've got partway through, it's going to be a very difficult game at Torquay. We're under no illusions about that. You know, but we've showed tonight that we can cut teams apart and we can create chances and score goals.
How do you interact then? How do you stop, you know, when sides come and do get men behind the ball? Is it kind of like a lesson for you as a manager trying to help, you know, to get your side to play?
It's important that we be patient and we move the ball and we do the right things, but it comes hard because everyone wants to be promoted in September and October and November, and there's no one's promoting them. We've got to be patient, and we can't concede goals at all through our impatience. And a lot of the times it becomes from our frustration in our play because we're not winning. And even at half-time tonight, we spoke about the importance of being patient and being strong. And, you know, these are the things that will get us home. And tonight I thought we were excellent, and the players deserve great credit and great plaudits for the performance.
I know you're trying to shield him, but Ollie Banks is in that sort of just behind Armand's role. That was a well thought out probably. I've not seen that formation before.
Neither have I. seems to work all right, didn't it? Maybe we get lucky. No, he's a smashing young kid, and he's got a lovely brightness about him and a lovely desire to play, and that comes through his performances even tonight. We knew he'd have an impact on the game. We knew he'd do things wrong in the game. He's such a young boy, he's learning, but he's got a lot of talent. And when you've got that talent and you've got the desire to be good, you've got half a chance of being a player.
Moving forward, how's Nathan Smith?
Yeah, slowly, Nathan. You know, we're looking forward to hopefully getting back. He's not too happy with his ankle, and you know, it's a little bit of a mental thing that Nathan's got to try and kick on. And we look forward to seeing a fit Nathan Smith come back into us, and Sammy Morsey coming back into us. And you know, with the group we've got, we've just got over a little bit of a bumpy ride, haven't we? You know, we've come out of it the right side of the tunnel tonight, because I know a lot of our supporters who are here tonight will go home and say, that's the Chesterfield we're used to.
Moving on, if selected, Richie Humphreys will be making his 600th career league appearance. Can I have a few words on him?
I just think in today's game of football and kids coming through, and you know, some of the stories you read in papers about young pros and players and the contracts and the money we're getting, or the kids are getting now, and we take the hunger and desire out of people. And I think if you watch Richie Humphreys, he epitomises that, everything that's good in football. I think he's a great credit to himself, his family, to all the clubs he's represented. He represents our club now, and he represents us with great qualities, you know, not just as a man, as a footballer, as everything. You know, you can't speak highly enough about people like Richie, and he deserves all the plaudits he gets.